Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on National One Health Mission Assembly 2025, Strengthening India's Health Framework. The participants are Dr. Ajay K. Sood, Chairperson, Scientific Steering Committee on One Health, Principal Scientific Advisor to the Government of India, and Dr. Rajiv Behl, Secretary, Department of Health Research and Director General, Indian Council of Medical Research. Moderator is Gaurav Dhawanlal, Anchor.
Hello and welcome to our program. In Spotlight tonight, we bring you a discussion on National One Health Assembly. Joining us today are our experts, Dr. Ajay K. Sood, Chairperson, Scientific Steering Committee on One Health, Principal Scientific Advisor to the Government of India, and Dr. Rajiv Behl, Secretary, Department of Health Research and Director General, Indian Council of Medical Research. Gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to start with you, Dr. Sood. When we talk of the National One Health, the indication of the term is that a lot of coming together of different bodies under one body to bring in more synchronicity, to bring in more collaboration. Was that also the aim of this assembly?
Absolutely. This assembly was a collective journey towards an integrated and science-led as well as future-ready health architecture of our country. It brought together human health, livestock health, and wildlife health, as well as environment together on the same platform in a coherent manner so that there are no gaps when the diseases, they travel across these sectors and we have a collective response. This we have learned very well from our experience in COVID-19. That diseases do not remain confined to a single sector. They really travel across. And this is why we need this holistic approach to be ready and actually prevent the future pandemics. So the idea is not only to respond when something happens, but also to prevent as much as we can and make sure that the country is ready for any eventuality. So this was the theme, and rightly said, it brought all the players together.
Right.
Just to add what the different departments bring, they bring together integrated surveillance that whenever there is an outbreak, whether that outbreak is in humans or it is in wildlife or it is in our livestock, that we will be able to investigate it and we will be able to investigate those who are close to it. Which means that even if something has happened to our livestock and they are falling ill, not only will we find immediately what is the cause of that infection, but also if that infection has now come to those who were handling those animals. And then we are also able to see whether it is any other sector like wildlife, and we do that integrated surveillance. Similarly, whenever there is a countermeasure that we are making, whether it is a diagnostic, whether it is a vaccine or a treatment, we will make sure that we are not only protecting humans, but we are also protecting our wildlife and we are protecting our livestock, because that is the economy of the country as well.
Right.
So this is the kind of thought behind this One Health mission and the thought behind the assembly that just happened.
Right. So Dr. Behl, please do help us understand that India, when we talk of One Health, and I think health is a priority, we're looking at India becoming a developed nation. That's the aim, that's the goal. The Prime Minister has definitely envisioned it. But when we talk of health, that's an area where we have a huge population and livestock to look after. When the last mile delivery, the last mile efficacy and the last mile impact of the delivery of any health service, how does this assembly envision help?
First, coming to your first part of the thing that you asked, the question that you asked, you are absolutely correct that we have learned one thing from the past. All outbreaks, pandemics, if I look at in the past 100 years, their new diseases have all come to humans from either wildlife like HIV or coronavirus or from our livestock like swine fever, swine flu, etc., or avian influenza. And this is so important for a country like ours to be fully prepared for such an emergency. We need to work together towards having this from the community level right up to the central government. And this One Health mission is not merely a coming together of central government departments. It is a coming together of all states along with it. We are looking at the district level and looking at each district. But we had a huge discussion and a whole session on community engagement. There were about 1,000 young people, school students, college students, who were part of this assembly, and we wanted to tell them and give them that message, and this will be amplified through all the future connects, that it is for the people to recognize. Our power is with the people. If any untoward incident happens or a cluster of events happen, we, with our large population, as you said, can only be looking at it if our communities are engaged and they immediately work with the authorities. So we are not looking at our population as the last mile, but actually as the first mile. And starting from them, we are making sure that we are a collective. For example, the NCDC has, the National Centers for Disease Control, has a portal now for community reporting of any illnesses. If there is even a small cluster, 2 or 3 or 4 cases of one kind, the community can report and should report. Similarly, we are engaging with the media. And there is now a AI-based model in the Ministry of Health that continues to look at every single media article that is published, including one in regional languages, to make sure that we are looking at any disease which has been reported by media from any part of the country. All these form our first level of information system. But we need then a full system to respond. And that is about creating the rapid response teams at the district level, the state joint outbreak response teams, and the national joint outbreak response team, which is ready to help any state which has an outbreak. Not only are these words at this moment our plans, what we have discussed at this assembly is what has happened in the last 1 year, where several such outbreaks were investigated in exactly the manner that I told you. This is one side of the surveillance, but there are other parts of the mission which we'll answer in the subsequent
questions. Yeah, so adding to here in this particular assembly, we released a standard operating procedure process for handling such a thing by the states. So that report was released, which is pretty elaborate on what needs to be done, in what manner, and who will respond. So all that was released in this assembly. What it means is that a lot of homework has gone behind this. Now, few states are already on board with us, and all the other states are being approached, and union territories, of course, to really be a part of this. And good news is that there is a lot of acceptability and enthusiasm in our states to really take it up.
Right.
So this, along with the involvement of youth, is the one which we think will be a very important factor.
Right. Dr. Sood, you did add to Dr. Behel's point, but you know, we work with the community. The community is also very sensitive, can get very cynical, can also actually wonder where are government initiatives taking everybody unless their involvement is very, very clear and feedback is listened to. So we have handled outbreaks, we have handled epidemics. What are some things that the community has taught us and which we have managed to build in to the next handling of a critical and crisis situation? This is for you, Dr. Sood.
Yeah, this is important because this cannot be done as a one-time job. What we need to make sure that there is a continuous dialogue between various bodies. So it will not happen in a day. But when they see that sharing of knowledge between center departments and the state departments and state to state, it's not only center to state alone, that actually helps for them to be ready. Because something, supposing which has happened in one particular state, we realize that something similar had happened in another state. And this One Health Mission framework really connected these two states. And the learnings from one state were extremely helpful to the other state. So this is the way to build the entire community, entire framework for a long time effect. So this will not happen just by saying it, but we need to make sure that the framework we put has a practical advantage for the states and the union territories.
Absolutely. In fact, you did mention the power of dialogue. I'd like to bring in Dr. Behl here. The power of dialogue, the power of districts, various level administrations and states and centers communicating, keeping the community's interest in mind, and the sharing of best practices. This happens as a regular feature across the country.
So just to continue this answer about the community and its involvement, I'd like to start with an example. In India, during the COVID pandemic, we managed to cover about 90% or more of the Indian population who got, let's say, the COVID vaccine. If you compare that with a very developed country, United States of America, this percentage was close to only 75%.
Right.
Why did that happen? Because in United States, the dialogue and the discussion with the community was lacking. And when we discussed with them, they said that the trust between the authorities and the population in using masks, in taking vaccines, was simply not there. So what have we learned from even the COVID pandemic in India? Three things. One, I would say, is that the community and the people are not merely, you know, recipients of knowledge that can be provided to them by the state or by the central government. There has to be this dialogue that you talked about. Secondly, there is wisdom in the communities also. So it is very important. They are huge wisdom for years and generations about things. There may be a few things that are not in consonance with science, but it is always good to start with the wisdom that is actually good and is correct. And after that, if there is something, one or two small things that need to be changed, that can be discussed, and then the community will. The third thing is, even for those things, the community itself provides an answer that how should this be communicated to the community. If we keep that dialogue in a way that the community will understand and they will suggest that don't tell us like this, but tell us like that. For instance, when I was working in child health, when I spoke with mothers and we used to go and say this will prevent death, we were told by the community, we know, but please don't talk about death because no mother would like to even think about a child death. Just say that this will keep your children healthy and this will make your children smarter if it is something which improves child's growth and development as well as protects the child from death. So that perspective is something that must be kept in mind, and we are working towards such engagement. In fact, in this assembly, there was a huge 1/4 of the sessions of assembly. One major session was on community engagement and making One Health a dialogue, something which we work with the community where there is true Jan Bhagidari.
Right.
And not just community as somebody we have to tell what.
Absolutely. Dr. Behl, really appreciate, you know, this foregrounding of the bottom-up approach, the ear to the ground, the sensitivity of the community and its wisdom, taking that into account. And I think that's bhagidari, that's respect. And respect can only breed more respect. And I think that's beautifully said. Right. So on this wonderful note, thank you very much, Dr. Sood and Dr. Behl, for value adding tremendously to our program.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on National One Health Mission Assembly 2025, Strengthening India's Health Framework. The participants were Dr. Ajay K. Sood, Chairperson, Scientific Steering Committee on One Health, Principal Scientific Advisor to the Government of India, and Dr. Rajiv Behl, Secretary, Department of Health Research and Director General, Indian Council of Medical Research. Moderator was Gaura Dhawanlal, Anchor.
Spotlight.